This is our Paschal candle, and we use it throughout the year during the Easter season, and then we use it for funerals and then baptisms. So at the end of this last year is really small, so let's get it a foot taller. I think you can see this thing from New York. All right, anyway. So before Jesus could rise from the dead, obviously he had to die. Christ's death upon the cross, which we just celebrated on Good Friday, is the means to the forgiveness of sins and eternal life for all who believe. So if you think about it, the first step of Christianity has to be that one must die. So today, I'd like to tell you about my death. My death started when I was about 20. It was the end of my junior year of college, and after 3 days of adventures, kind of came through and said, this three-day adventure culminated a three-year binge of higher education. And I realized that something had to change in my life. I remember walking into my bathroom and looking in the mirror and saw nothing reflecting back, because I could no longer recognize the person in the mirror who was looking at me. I kind of felt like a vampire, right? Vampires don't give a reflection in the mirror because they're said to be the living dead without a soul. That was the reality of my life. And I knew that something had to change. So I remember walking into my bedroom and kneeling down at my bed, folding my hands, and did something that I hadn't done in years. I prayed. A very simple prayer, but one that probably the first prayer in my life that I really meant. And I basically said, God, help me. And I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning and something was completely different in my life. First of all, junior year of college, remember this, I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning. The first miracle that God showed me in my life. And I witnessed this thing called the sunrise. I just thought the sun was always up above you and then went to sleep and then he's up there like that. I didn't realize it actually came up. I felt so good that I actually went for a walk around campus. I started to notice things I'd never noticed before, like grass, trees, a big pond that was right in the middle of campus that I'd walked by a million times and didn't really care about. So I experienced, in a sense, my Genesis moment, right? The first reading from Genesis. I experienced all of God's creation, and I thought, wow, it really is good. The next few years of my life, I was in my spiritual but not religious phase. Like Abraham in our second reading today, I was tested. I wish I could stand here before you today and say, I passed with flying colors, but old habits and ingrained mindsets die hard. At times, I was like the Israelites in the desert complaining to Moses, why did you leave us in Egypt? At least we had, you know, leeks and garlics and onions and things there. So I was living that third reading that we heard. But, like in today's third reading, every time I hit that wall or was ready to give up, a Moses would pop up out of nowhere, a family member, a friend, a total stranger, who would speak on behalf of God, reminding me that God knew what he was doing. I just needed to listen to God, trust in God, and follow his ways. Then one day, about 5 years later, I found myself in a Catholic church and wasn't struck by lightning. Another miracle. Now, although baptized as a child and raised in the Catholic faith, I was reintroduced. I reconnected with the one who the prophet Isaiah talked about in today's fourth and fifth reading. I started to learn about my Maker, the Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel, the God of Noah and David. My prayer started to get a little bit deeper. more than three words. I started to read my Bible, started to read my catechism, started to explore my faith. And I started to struggle with those meaning of life questions that were like, one day when we're really old, we'll deal with those things. But most important, I was open to my Catholic Christian faith to see what it had to offer me. After about 2 years of this, I was in what I would call my spiritual and religious phase. Both end is much better. And I had my own little personal epiphany, my burning bush experience. At this moment in my life, I was ready to have the prophet Ezekiel's words from the seventh reading convict me. I realized that I had defiled myself with my sinful conduct, deeds, and chasing of idols. For the first time in my life, I truly hungered to be cleansed from my impurities, cleansed and cleared of my idols. I wanted that new heart that Ezekiel talks about, a new spirit to be put within me. I wanted to live God's ways and not my own. I wanted to be God's son, and I wanted him to be my father. It was at this point that the words of St. Paul to the Romans, our eighth reading, if you were still awake by that time, rang true to me. St. Paul writes, "We who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in a newness of life. And I must think of myself as being dead to sin and living in Christ Jesus." It was at this point that I realized that the death that started about 5 years ago was now complete. I truly wanted to be dead to self so that I could live in Jesus Christ. It was only at this time that today's gospel really spoke to me. The empty tomb is empty because Christ rose from the dead. His death upon the cross was not the end of his life, but the beginning of his eternal life and the beginning of my eternal life and your eternal life. Christ's resurrection and eternal life is offered to all who repent of their sins, ask God for forgiveness, accept Christ as their Savior, and strive to live out God's will. It's now been about 20 years since my death to self and resurrection in Christ occurred. During this time, I've been abundantly blessed and seen God's work in my life, seen God's work in the lives of the people around me. And I can tell you, as a Catholic priest, I can see God at work all the time, every day of my life. Yes, there have been difficult times. There have been crosses that God said, "Guess what? I carried a cross. You're going to carry one or more as well. You're going to help people carry their crosses also." But I can tell you this, at no time during these past 20 years have I thought, "Gee, I really want to go back to the old life that I was living." So this Easter, let's all ask ourselves, where are we? Are we dead in self, or are we alive in Christ? To be alive in Christ doesn't mean you have to become a priest or a nun. If you think God's calling to that, come and talk to me or Father Corwin, Brother Gregor, we'll get you hooked up, all right? It doesn't necessarily mean that. However, it does mean that there are some questions that we have to ask ourselves. I think the most important one is one that goes like this. God, what do you want me to do with the life you gave me? It's very important. Our life is not our own. It's a gift from God that we have to offer back to God. It means when we live out our lives, we have to constantly ask God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live my marriage? What should we do with our children? What about the decisions in the workplace? What about when I go to the polling booths? every aspect of my life, I have to say, Jesus Christ, what do you want me to do to build up your kingdom right here on earth as we journey towards the heavenly kingdom in Jerusalem, our heavenly Jerusalem? So I guarantee you that when you die to self and live with Christ, your life will radically change for the better. And you will start to experience some of the joys of heaven right here on earth.